Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kate and Omega Shared Stories podcast. It's an exciting day for us.
Yes, it is.
It is a passion project that has come to life.
Yes.
I know for me, I've been smiling all week thinking about this conversation. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to kind of set the stage a little bit since it's our first go. And kind of talk a little bit about the mission that this podcast has.
So, Kate, tell us what our mission is.
Tell us
what our mission is.
So the mission is really to bring people that have been influential in the road of life in the universe and alignment with me personally. I think you personally too.
Yep.
That has been significant enough to influence the direction to which that we are on, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm pretty passionate, and you are too, just about like sharing the story, mm-hmm. right? Sharing, you know, the understanding that you gain, right? Offer authentic conversation.
Through what?
Life experiences, yep. right? Mm-hmm. The power there is in resilience. Right?
Overcoming obstacles.
Challenges. Alignment. Right. Aligning with the right, the when, the how, and the no.
The right frequencies.
Yeah. So I think that we ourselves, and I think when everybody starts to listen to us, I think that you'll kind of gain a little bit more of an understanding of who we are. But we are blessed to understand what our purpose is.
A lot of people don't know what their purpose is. And that's where we're here to show them that like they have a purpose, but they got to channel that. They got to figure out what their purpose is, mm-hmm. you know?
And so this platform is going to be shared with people as it unfolds, that are passionate about their purpose. Mm-hmm. Their purpose may have aligned with our purpose.
Correct.
And so I think that is sort of the mission that we want to accomplish, right? This is meant to inspire. Mm-hmm. It is meant to, you know, shed a little bit of light on us, the dynamics of what has brought us to this moment in space and time.
The dynamics of Kate and Omega.
The dynamics of Kate and Omega.
Yeah, okay, I like that. I like that sound.
Sometimes. So what's dope is I think the concept to the podcast was like, okay, when you think about who, anyway, for me, when you think about who you would want to bring on here, right? Mm-hmm. We've had so many conversations about Correct. Who would it be? And we have a list of people that we're-
We got a list of people.
You know, near and far.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that are interested in kind of sitting down with us. Mm-hmm. So- what I thought was really cool was we wanted to kind of set the stage a little bit about what you're going to see in the content that we're about to bring you. We're really, really passionate about talking about dreams and ideas, right? And positive content. So right. I'm really excited.
Positive energy, constant elevation.
Yes. High vibes. Mm-hmm. So when we thought about that, right, I said to you, I think I said, hey, I think that for the first episode, it would be super dope if I interviewed you.
Correct.
So going forward, the two of us will be interviewing some of you know, our beautiful friends that we're going to invite on. But for this podcast, this time in space and time that we're together, I am excited to interview you first.
Well, I have to set the stage for it. So you know.
I'm gonna just share a story really quick about you know, when you came into my life, or
okay,
when we came into
right.
each
you
other's
go,
lives,
go
I'm
going to
go right there,
go there.
Just because it does sort of set the stage of who Omega is. So we met, I don't even know how many years ago, but
we met a long time ago.
We met a minute ago.
Cousins, through your cousins.
Yeah, through my cousins. We were doing work at a collaborative out in Orchard Park, yeah. and we needed credit card processing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for cannabis. You know, like cannabis CBD. Yeah. That's what I do. That's my company. I do credit card processing for, you know, retail, small businesses, you know, roofers, all that stuff. But then I got into the cannabis space.
So, so, I mean, I don't think you knew this at the time, but when I saw you on the video, because it felt like it was a virtual, right? It wasn't, we weren't in person when we first met.
Where did we first meet?
Well, okay. We connected before that meeting.
Where?
Online, like okay, a social network.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I remember when I shared my number with you.
Right.
Do you remember what I said to put it in your phone
as wifey? Yeah, I remember. I remember.
Oh, so good times, yeah, right? Yeah, so we, you know, we've just hit it off as friends since then, right? And it was beautiful for me because at the time I was able to get a glimpse into how Omega operates. So he's a very humble human being. He is multifaceted. Wow,
thank you, because thank you.
There's a lot of layers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot to learn. Like you taught me what intellectual property is yep. right? Uh-huh. You taught me, you know, what passive income is, mm-hmm. right? And that is kind of my whole desire is to be financially free, free of location, and free to do what I want to do with my own time.
When you want to do it.
And so I commend you for setting me on fire.
You're welcome.
And it's been a pleasure being in your life. And I'm excited to offer the audience just a little bit of glimpse into what I see.
Make me blush. No, thank you for saying that. You're welcome. That's really like that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Someone like you at your caliber recognizes that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Since we met, there's been multiple things that have happened in my life.
Yes.
The launch of my business, ShareJoy, took off. Mm-hmm. That's been a really fun journey to share, right?
It's still going though.
We get ourselves into a lot of like interesting projects that make us feel good and smile. Mm-hmm. And we meet a lot of people along the way. I think one thing that you're teaching me is the power of collaboration and conversation. You know, we could be at a gas station, we could be at a restaurant, we could be in Florida, we could be in New York, all over the place. And Uber drivers, right?
You
have an ability to like allow people to open up and share, and that's a beautiful thing. So that's my intro into you. But for the audience, for those that don't know, Omega is an accomplished musician. He is an entrepreneur. He's multidimensional. He's a very layered human being whose influence has been deeply impactful in my life. His creative brilliance and dynamic energy have not only shaped his career, but also inspired those fortunate enough to witness his journey. I'm truly excited to share his story as it speaks to the power of resilience, creativity, and vision. So, Mr. Omega, can you tell me a little bit about what sparked your passion for, do we want to do the music part or just?
Well, you want to start like. You want to start from like childhood?
Yeah, let's do what you're feeling. What
sparked like my interest in.
What was the moment in time to which you said, oh, wow, this is actually something that's like my thing? Did you know early?
Yeah, so it was like. I would say it was when the saxophone, like that piqued my interest when I seen like the saxophone. I was probably like in third grade and I was just like, this is like a majestical instrument. Like, and I was like, I want to play that thing, you know? And, you know, my dad was kind of like, man, that boy don't want to play. He don't want to play that thing, man. He's just messing around. And my mom seen how I was like entranced with it. And she's like, and she bought me the saxophone. And at that time I was young, you know, but I didn't know how to read music or anything like that. I was going into the third grade and, you know, going to go into band. But that whole summer I had the saxophone and I started playing things like verbatim without reading the music, you know. So, and then my dad said he came in one day from work. He heard me playing it. And he's like, man, he's like, I couldn't believe you were playing it, playing songs, you know, within that matter of time. Like, I didn't read the music. I just felt it.
Yeah.
I felt I was playing.
You're natural. It's a natural thing.
So.
You're a natural.
That's when my mom and they figured out I had a gift of music. So, but then I went into school and then I learned how to read music and. Did the, you know, the band, the marching band, the jazz band. This stems from like elementary to junior high school to high school. So I was playing it all through school. And then I would compete with a jazz quartet. We would travel across the country and I would make stops in Toronto. I knew about Buffalo a long time ago, but never went to Niagara Falls. But,
yeah.
But other than that, like I just would see Buffalo and pass through. So. So that's what flamed the passion, mm-hmm. the passion of music mm-hmm. and being a musician. Mm-hmm. So that's where it started.
Let me ask you this. All the other things that you've accomplished, and we can get into that a little bit more yeah. as the thread of your story unfolds, mm-hmm. have always lined you back to your passion, have always given you the ability to make sure that your passion is at the priority forefront. Would you say that?
I would say at times, there were times in my life where it wasn't in the forefront. Mm-hmm. But when I say in the forefront, like not being in front of the camera.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
not being the artist. It was more of me being the... Me being a music business, like being behind the scenes yeah. doing stuff.
Yeah.
Because at that point I couldn't travel and do a bunch of stuff because, you know, because I had responsibilities at that time, you know, and, you know, we're going to get into it, but at that time things weren't being funded the way they need to be funded. Mm-hmm. So I took the backseat of being in front of the camera and doing the business side of it and realizing I had more power behind the camera than I did. Then I had more power behind the camera than mm-hmm. I did in front of the camera.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yep.
What is one thing about your journey when you think about it that makes you smile every time you think about it?
I would say when I see artists that I cultivate and I teach, I see them, I show them something and they get it and they start to like make a living off of the music or the deals I broker for them. That makes me smile.
Yeah I love that.
Mm-hmm. Also rocking, being on stage though, I love being on stage and then yeah. watching how people react to me on stage. Yeah. I love that. That's one of my best things too.
Yeah, your energy is a vibe. Yeah on stage or off. I think,
thank you,
you're welcome. I'm gonna stop complimenting you.
No, why not? Keep it coming. I love compliments, you know. I don't get enough of them, you know what I'm saying?
You're
doing a great job.
Oh, good. What if you could spend one day with anybody past or present, alive or not?
See, these type of questions, man,
come on, bro.
These type of questions, like, who would you want? All right, ask me the question again.
Okay, come on. What if you could spend a day with anybody? Who would it be?
Wait, or dead or alive?
Dead or alive, yeah. It's just, it's not a...
Oh, man. Why would I want to do that? So why would I want to spend time with that person?
That's fine. That's an answer.
No, I'm just, I want to, because it's just like, I have so many like people.
If you ask me, I would like love to spend another day with my grandma.
She's passed away, right?
Right. I would love to hear her voice again. I would love to hold her hand. Right.
But I have a lot of people like that passed away that I wish I would.
Yeah, your angels.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Spend time with.
Okay.
So it's like, I don't want to discriminate. I don't want to
so it's a collective mission.
Yeah, I mean, no, I'll answer your question.
Okay.
Though. But that's how complex I am with that type of question.
There's more. There's multi.
Yeah, I don't want to put.
There's multiple.
I
want to make influence.
Someone feel like they're not included in, you know.
Yeah.
I would say spend time with my grandmother. I would say her, you know, because when she was sick, I was just getting out of jail and she wasn't like 100%. So, but she waited around long enough for me to get out so she could see me. So I wish I could spend more. I spend time with her.
Yeah, I love that.
You know,
I love that. Grandmas are special. Mm-hmm. What is one of the most charming compliments you've ever received about your achievements?
I never really did get one. They just couldn't believe it.
Like, wow?
Yeah, pretty much. Like,
You have a lot. Okay.
I mean, they were like, wow, like, you done all that? Like, that's impressive.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know.
What's one quality about yourself that you find irresistibly attractive?
My confidence, definitely.
If you could share a secret about your success, what would it be?
The game's to be sold, not to be told, baby.
Ooh, okay. Okay. 1-800-OMEGA.com.
Listen, game's to be sold, not to be told, baby.
You're not going to elaborate anymore.
Nope.
Okay, then you know what you're about to get? What's the boldest risk you've taken in your journey and was it worth it?
I would say now that I got past it, it probably was worth it, but it was pretty I can't cuss.
Yeah, but we're trying not
to. But it was pretty risque. I took some risks, yeah. You know. High risk, high rewards. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, if you take an L, you take an L. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so you want to know what was you want to know what the risk was that I took?
The boldest risk, yeah. I mean, if you want to share it with us, because people learn.
I mean, I sold a lot of drugs. Mm. You know,
that's a lot of time is the foundation to which a lot of things are established.
Well, I mean, I
but sold, it is a risk.
That's a risk. Like, it's a huge risk. Like, listen, marijuana, yeah. Right? Like, I sold a lot of marijuana mm-hmm. back in my day, but now it's legal now. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, those are the type of risks that you take, right? So, you know, it was illegal then, you know, yeah. state-wise, not federal, but
right.
now it's legal state-wise. But, you know, all the laws are conforming so people can do what I was doing illegally. It's just like, it's just like alcohol when it was in its inhibition stages, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The bootlegging and all that stuff. Yeah. America was, you know, a lot of the forefathers, but a lot of the people that were bootleggers or people who were in government,
yep.
You know, presidents.
Making the money from it.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but that was the risk I took.
Yeah.
You know, I learned a lot from that journey,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the risk.
Yeah.
And I did learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that like serial entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they empty the clip to bring mm-hmm. back up.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like a, let me do this. And then it bounces back up. You don't really live in the same type of cycle that everybody does with a consistent flow of things.
Right.
So it's normal to take those bold risks, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What I've learned now is to take more calculated risks.
Well, yeah.
Like break the rules, not the laws.
Same. Same. It just makes you feel better. Like you can be at peace when things are taken care of, but then.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm going to watch my back no more. You know, everything I'm doing is up and up. You know, corporate is a whole nother beast, but I don't have to worry about the things that I worried about when I was in the streets.
Okay, this is a good one. This mm-hmm. this is what I've always wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the biggest misconception that people have about you? And what and like the one thing that people think about you that annoys you?
That they think I love football.
Everybody thinks that.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine living in Buffalo but being from Boston, you get it.
I mean, I guess so. You know, I mean, I love Buffalo. I love Buffalo culture. I'm not into football. I'm into boxing.
I like that. Yeah. I can box.
Yeah. Oh, I heard you clobber me. You sent me that video. I was like, yo, they're not teaching you the right form. You know,
I know.
I got to teach you the right form.
Like, clobber him. Why did they even take this video?
Like, I'm like, what the
hell? But I was feeling myself. I felt like a true fighter.
No, but they took that without you seeing it. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo, they are not teaching you the right way how to throw a jab.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Mm. I like to try a lot of different things. It was one of my phases.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe a moment or an experience that led to a profound shift in your perspective? Like, have you had a spiritual awakening?
Oh, I mean, I've had a few of them in my life.
That defines you.
A moment that I think every moment that you go through is like a, what is it called? Like a revelation or an epiphany,
mm-hmm.
right? You go, that's something spiritual.
Yeah.
So I've had a few of those in my lifetime. I just actually went through one of those awakenings,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the past 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The what do we call it? The reset?
It's a reset.
The reset and the refocus. Yeah, God clears every journey.
God clears everyone out your way.
He sure does.
And then and then replaces these people, replaces the people that you thought that were your people. He replaced them with a better version mm-hmm. of those people.
Mm-hmm. Alignment.
Alignment. Yep. There you go.
The flow.
The flow, baby.
The flow, baby. What role does mindfulness and meditation play in your daily life?
Not as much as yours.
Oh.
Not as much as yours.
Well,
I've been doing that for a long time. It's like the way I process things is, you know, traveling mm-hmm. and, you know, seeing things and talking to people, vibrations, music is very therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
So that's like my meditation.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. 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 Everybody has their own form.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a standout mentor? Or somebody that has guided you and that has had a significant impact in your path?
It's just not one person though.
Okay.
Like everyone I met through my journey, that impacted me, like, you know, especially being in the music business and the people I worked with, mm-hmm. like all those people impacted me.
Yeah.
They made me raise the bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I can't name like one specific person, but I'll tell you like one of my, I would say KRS-One was one of my mentors.
Okay.
You know, I did a song with him. It's called Hip Hop Party. And he was the one that actually was like, you should stick to playing a saxophone with the hip hop, because it's like, it's known a lot of people aren't really doing that. This is like back in the day. Mm-hmm. Now you got Masego. You know?
Yeah.
So I was doing stuff like that back in the day. But I mean, yeah, he was definitely a huge mentor of mine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you could shake things up in your industry, what's one radical change that you would implement?
Well, I've been implementing that just in life in general, like being a disruptor, right?
Yeah.
Just showing independent artists that they don't like, I think everyone thinks they correlate like being a superstar and being famous as being successful in the music mm-hmm. business. Mm-hmm. And in actuality, you have so many different positions in the music business, and there's things that you could do and you can make a living off of the music industry, but you don't have to be a superstar.
Right.
So what I try to do is show artists and musicians how to make money in the music industry with publishing, and they can live off of their publishing and also trying to accomplish their goals and dreams, but they're still in that music realm. They're not like working like at a Tops or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Actually in the business, working, doing music, mm-hmm. but also want to work on their personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I show them.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love too. I think we've talked a little bit about this, but like making it more normal
mm-hmm.
and acceptable and understood in society and with like children,
mm-hmm.
that it's really important to understand what your passion and your purpose is first.
You
can monetize your joy. Mm-hmm. You can monetize the things that you're passionate about. But there does need to be a thread of responsibility that comes with that.
Of course.
You know, like I tell the story about when I started my business, like you think that you're just going to walk into the bank and they're going to give you a check, and then you're going to put the sign on the building and it's like yours and it's this fantasy. The reality is that's not the reality.
Right.
Right. And so when we can kind of understand that multi-layers and shelves and put it, you know, putting your passion as an important part of your day, but then also having the threat of, you know, the money coming in to sustain the peace of mind that you need to survive.
Exactly.
It's just like the best thing that can ever happen.
Yeah.
And I've seen you a lot talk to people about their joys and how they could make money off of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen aligned action occur. Mm-hmm. So it's just a really beautiful
thing.
What'd
you see?
Like I see, okay, so like when I see you talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm.
They definitely open up and they share like, oh, I want to be this or I want to be that. And then you're like, cool, cool. So have you thought about that? And they'll be like, have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about that? What you're good at is just being patient with people. So, because like, if I do that and like, I see like, okay, this person's talking, giving them a little bit of what they got to do, but then I don't see the actual aligned action happen. Mm. I just dismiss them.
So you're saying you're very impatient.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes with certain things.
Yeah. Okay.
You know this about me already.
I know.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh, is there anything that you feel as though you want to share about your story? Something that, you know, I don't know, that I haven't covered that sort of hits the spot for our viewers?
I don't know. I mean, I got so many different stories. It all depends on my mood, man. Okay. It's on my mood.
Because I'm just going to give you a minute.
Something that I want to share that no one, you don't even know.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Because you like to know everything.
I'm striving to know everything, but I know I don't know everything yet.
Something I want to share. I don't know. I would say that, you know, being an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. A lot of people think, you know, it's, you have your highs, extreme highs and extreme lows.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to let people know, like, just because you, what you see, the accomplishments, you see I'm doing whatever and still grinding, stay grinding, the movement, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I have bad days.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have really bad days.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I question it sometimes, like, why am I still doing this? Mm-hmm. But then I see, like, well, look what I built, and I can maneuver and do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. But then, like, sometimes, you know, you'll take a hit on an account or something, or something won't come in right away that you're expecting. Right. Mm-hmm. So those kind of hits you take by being an entrepreneur, you know, but in those days, these are bad days for me.
Yeah.
But there's always a light at the end of the tunnel.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. I say too, it's like, it takes you to the brink of insanity and the edge of paradise all in one day.
Sounds like a good night for me.
Let's go. Oh, I love it. So this is going to be one of my favorite. This is going to be one of my favorite segments, I think.
Right.
There's a few twists and turns that we're going to have in upcoming episodes with people that we have coming on.
Okay.
Like, but one of the things that I wanted to do was, if you're okay with it, give somebody in your phone a buzz.
Like right now?
Yeah. Like your dad or your mom.
I just talked to my dad.
Call your mom and tell
her. No, I'm not calling my mom right now.
Come on.
Nah, because she's not in the mood right now.
Do you want to call my mom?
Wait a minute, you said for me to call somebody.
Okay,
like,
okay, I'm gonna let you think on that.
Let me see. Yeah, we talked about this, didn't we?
Yeah, but I feel like it's
let me call Rob. Like, let me see if Rob will pick up.
Okay,
Rob is Onyx's manager. He's about to be my manager too.
Let's get him on.
Rob, you're gonna be my manager. Rob, you already set it up with the Dookie Chain Brothers. Pick it up. See if he picks it up.
Okay, if he doesn't, that's cool.
He might pick. He just
we
might
can
pick
leave
up.
Him a message. Be like, "Yo, this is Kate and Omega. Calling from our first podcast." Okay, so lesson learned.
All right, he didn't pick up. Well, okay, let's go. No, we can.
Okay,
keep going,
okay,
keep going,
let's
keep
go
going.
one more, right, and then I got another fun twist.
Ask another question until I figure it out.
I can't. I got it. I have to have your undivided attention.
I'm gonna call Eddie Fish.
Eddie Fish.
I'll call my bro. I grew up with.
What's up, bro?
What's going on, brother?
Shit, what's going on with you?
I'm cool. I'm just on a podcast. So during the podcast, we just call we call people that you know, that I've known, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. And, you know, this is Eddie Fish, you know, this is my brother. We grew up together. We actually were locked up together. And
bro, my bad, bro. You got me on three-way?
No, I got you on speakerphone. You want a podcast right now.
What's up, man? What's poppin' here, man?
Oh, now Rob's calling me, too.
Oh, Rob's calling. Now we got Rob, too.
Yeah.
So, Eddie, we just wanted to introduce you as...
So, Eddie, yeah. tell them a little bit about me and your relationship as far as the music stuff, you know, just so far.
I mean, you know, first and foremost, you know, he's my brother. So besides the music, so you know, we done cut a few records. And the first record, actually, that we ever did was, you know, we was unfortunate to be incarcerated together and shit. Sellies at that. So,
what's it doing? The ice in your chain? Yeah. Ice in your chain?
Yeah. It was real lyrical.
Yeah.
Real gritty, you know? But, you know, that's my brother, man. And you know what I'm saying? Whatever music we do, it's all always organic. It's always on some type of concept to it. And that's something I commend Rob Omega on, is that, you know, when he makes his music, he has an idea and he creates it. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the result is what he intended it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah. Storytelling.
You know, real calculated and creative when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so since then, you know, Eddie is the king of New England now. I used to be the king of New England. He took it over.
You passed the torch?
Yeah, he took it over. He's, you know, Eddie got joints with Yo Money Bags, Yo Gotti,
Cassidy.
Gun, what's his name? Gucci Man joint. Scarface.
Yeah, Scarface.
Scarface.
I've been doing
No. Yeah. No. And Omega Red. And then I'm there at the bottom go. Of the totem pole. There I'm at the go. Bottom no. of the totem pole. You know, we ain't putting no records without. He got everyone else out there. You know, I'm his man. Yeah. You know? I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I got that. No, what I like about E, like, he's like, I'm not feeling that's like he takes his time with his records. You know, I do the same thing, but he's like, nah, Rob, it ain't the right time. Or this is not for me. You know, this and that. And like, he knows himself. Yeah. And that's why I rock with my man E Fish.
I love
get
that.
Get the raw from him. Yeah. Get the raw sushi sake.
Well, Eddie, thank you so much for being part of our very first Kate and Omega podcast.
Yep. Yep. So
I appreciate y'all for calling me.
Yeah, man. Sure. No doubt.
You know, hearing what I got to say.
Yeah, thank no you doubt. For answering. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
All right. Love you, bro. All right, you want to do a quick one with Rob too? Like, let's just do this real quick. Let's get Rob. Can you call me?
Yeah. We'll do it.
Cause I need him to be my manager. I need him, Rob. I need to be my manager.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he doesn't answer again?
He'll pick up. I think so. You gotta catch him. Like, you know.
Yo.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, quick, Rob.
Quick, real quick. I'm on a podcast and. The podcast, they want me to talk to someone that known me for a long time. Like, it's like a random thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So you on the podcast right now with me and Kate. It's called Kate and Omega Share Stories, right?
We just finished asking Omega some interesting questions about his story. And then we gave him the option to call somebody. And he chose you, Rob.
Okay. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
So Rob, so I've known Rob for what? How long we know each other, Rob? Over what? 15, 20 years?
Over
20
years.
20 years. And you know, me and Rob, I met Rob through Roy Barboza, actually, the Big Dog Pitbull DJ. Mm. That's how we initially met. Mm. Is that how we met Rob or?
I think we met before then.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have formally introduced to like Roy.
Roy. Yeah. Mm. Yep. So now Rob is the, you know, he's the man, he's the man of everywhere,
the
like
creme de la creme.
Yeah, like, you know,
top shelf.
Oh. So this is what happened, right? All right. So remember, I was in the studio with you. Landon.
A random thing happened. Okay, one time we was in the studio.
There we go.
In yeah. City, California.
Yeah.
Omega Red was in the studio with Bobby Brown, son, his cousin Landon.
Yeah.
And I walked next door. I was in the studio next door with Sticky Fingers from Onyx. I've been performing for Onyx since like 2000.
Yeah.
And I walked in and Omega Red was there.
I had my own session. Like, wow. Onyx's studios, they were doing a session. I was right next to doing my session.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then what happened?
We hadn't seen each other in a while.
Yeah. I was so happy to see him.
Yeah.
I was like, yo.
I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I love
Sticky
that.
And Sticky came in there all guns blazing. Yeah. He was like, yo, chill, man. That's my man, right? You know? That was dope.
It was good times, man.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
But yeah, so he's Onyx's manager. He's Onyx's manager. Okay. You know.
Well, Rob, thank you so much.
He ain't gonna be my manager. No. You gotta ask him a question. Like, you know, so ask him a question.
Okay.
About you know, me. Whatever.
Well, yeah, I think like essentially the same question that we asked Eddie, which was like, can you think about the first time that you met Rob? Or anything that comes
exact first time, but I remember just, you know, being around Roy Barboza.
Mm-hmm.
Us being in the clubs where Roy spent at and so on and so forth.
And then after that we bonded, you know, and we did some other things together too, yeah. you know. Intertwined
in your story.
Yeah.
I love that.
We both came a long way. But so as far as like, can you tell her like give her an idea of like me and my character or something like that, like, you know what I'm saying?
Your childhood, you said?
My character, me as an artist and my character.
You know, he's a straight up dude. He's a solid individual.
Mm. Yep, that's beautiful. All right.
What can I say to that?
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, Rob's he's a man of a few words, yeah. but words of many, though.
I love that.
Yeah.
Rob,
I sum it up the best, you know what I'm saying? I can say a whole lot of other things about, you know, your accolades and so forth, but at the end of the day, you're just a solid individual.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thanks for being part of our show.
All right, peace.
Peace. You too, brother.
All
Oh.
All right.
That was good.
Cool. So them are my, you know, my solid ones, you know, they, yeah. you know, they pick up, they call back, you know, yeah. that's how you know you got real people, you know, they don't have to be here right in, with you in the vicinity, but yeah. if you got real ones, it don't matter where they're at.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know that about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, you've seen in Florida.
I know, that was wild.
Yeah, I know.
We went to Florida and it was beautiful. It was like, let me call this person. Let me see what this person's doing. We were in Miami.
Yeah.
We were in Boca.
Mm-hmm.
We were in many areas.
Was Pompano. The
Golden Coast.
Yeah.
The truth. That's what I learned. You're the truth.
Thank you.
So this is kind of our wrap up.
Okay.
Okay.
We're like 36 minutes in.
I'm feeling like we're going to end on rapid fire.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. So this is our time to get to know Mr. Omega Red.
Okay.
Flip-flops in a bar. Acceptable?
No, it's not acceptable. No. No, not at all.
Do you believe in aliens?
Yes, I am one.
So am I.
I know, you told me that the other day.
Okay. Your baseball hats, preferred front, forward, or back?
Front, always. By the way, that's the Celtics. We won the championship.
Yep. This year?
This year.
Okay,
yeah.
Congrats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you. You know I don't follow any of them.
I know. I don't follow these. I should, but I don't. You know, I got four sports teams where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. we can celebrate. If one lost, then you got three other chances. Yeah. You know.
And your hat matches your whole ensemble today.
Yeah.
I like to coordinate. Coordination. I don't know if you noticed this, but yeah. I wore my Omega Red.
I see the red. I like it. It's like blood red.
It's red. I don't normally wear red. I usually wear pink.
It's a good look for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I like thank it. Thank you. All right, cool. Next tattoo.
The next tattoo I want to get is probably like the Libra scales of justice, the Libra thing on my back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
I know you don't love this question, but because you don't, whenever I ask you, like, what's your favorite, but what's your favorite all time musician? I know.
All right. So as a musician, I love a lot of musicians. So I guess you want to say Jimi Hendrix.
Okay. Cool.
Jimi Hendrix.
As one of many.
Yeah. Jimi Hendrix.
I love that.
Yeah.
What is your color aura?
I tend to wear a lot of black because I feel like I'm a Jedi. Like, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel the force.
I love that.
You know, but I like it when I wear lighter colors. And, you know, I like when I wear stuff like that because it just complements my skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you close your eyes and meditate, do you see black?
No, because you asked me before if I meditate and I told you I didn't meditate. Well,
you have forms of meditation.
Music. So therapy. So do I see what though?
Sometimes when I close my eyes.
Yeah, when I close my eyes, I see black too.
Okay. Well, you see black, but like sometimes you can pick up different like color.
No, you can close your eyes, but then you can visualize stuff. You can see, like, my eyes are closed right now.
Yeah.
And I can see what I'm visualizing, right? I can see red.
Yeah.
I could see, like, even though, you know, the production's over here, I remember where it's at and I can see it.
See
like,
it.
You know what I mean? Vividly. So, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a superpower.
I guess so.
You have a lot of superpowers. That's another thing that we didn't even get into our superpowers, but.
So name one of them.
What's one of your superpowers?
No, you name one of them.
One of your superpowers? Yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is this is cool.
Okay.
Okay, so I got to watch you lay down a track.
Okay.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, lay down a track, yeah.
You know, one of the songs that you were working on. And I was really impressed that you don't write anything down.
Okay. You're right.
So that tripped that me out because I was like, where is that even coming from? So I would say that's a superpower.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is like, you're just like, you literally will talk to any human being, anybody.
I know it bugs you out.
It doesn't bug me out. It
bugged you out the other day.
I mean, sometimes I'm like, yo.
You're like, yo, what's going on here? Like, all the people are circling around us. Like, you know what I'm saying? On your
we
block,
spent some time on my front porch this summer. We're just like kicking it on the front porch and working on some things and, you know, just chilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listening to music. This man knows every single one of my neighbors, what they do, how they operate. They are like, oh, hey.
You know what I'm saying? Obstetricians. And,
yeah, you can go get your eyes checked. You know what I'm saying? A producer, like, a music producer. We didn't even know. We don't even know the talent that's surrounded us. People don't understand
like all the possibilities of
yeah
what people are doing around you if you don't take time to get to know them.
But now I said I'm going to start collecting a fee. When they come up on the front porch.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, your consulting fee.
We did a few therapy sessions. Yeah,
there was a few.
Yeah.
Okay. If you had one word of wisdom to pass on to the next generation, what would it be? Only one word.
Only one word.
Okay, no, that would be hard.
No, that's fine. I'm up for the challenge. No,
spit it. Because it's important.
Residuals,
yeah. That's a beauty. That's a beauty.
There you go.
I love it. Biggest misconception about you?
That I'm cocky.
Okay. Okay.
Like arrogant.
Yeah.
That's the misconception.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
And then sunrise or sunset?
The sun definitely rises in the east, but oh yes, it sets in the west.
Preference?
West. Mm. That they put me on, Ray J. That's fine. West Coast put me on.
I love it.
Yep.
Do you have any closing words for us, Mr. Red?
Yes. Stay grinding.
So we hope that you have enjoyed our podcast as much as we have.
Yep.
And we would love you to like us and follow us and subscribe. And look forward very much to our next session.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too. Because then I could be on the other side doing interviewing.
Yeah, you're going to be doing it. You could even.
We'll both do it together.
We'll do it together. Yep. And then, like, the beauty of it is we could have a couple people even if we want.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
And I can't wait till we do this again.
I can't wait either.
Stay grinding, share joy.